gelernt, als es am Achleukes, Rabbi Yossi und Rabbonon, Efchayshinen lepiroen, oi loi chayshinen lepiroen. What is the Achleukes? A person finds, as a Rashi, as a Dekzois, and as we said Rashi, in the Tum and the Sugya, and the Dekzois, and the Sharamishpot, Hamoitzi from our Sugya. As the Yosei the Machleikis is, if a person finds a Shtar Choyv, he doesn't know who dropped it, the Malve, the people that you owe him money, or the Loiv, the person that owes the money, and you misupik to who to give back the Shtar. Now, your suffix is to who to give back the Shtar, to the Malve, the one that could use the Shtar to mon, to ask for more money, or to give it back to the Loiv. Does it then suffer to give it back to the Malve or to give it back to the Loive? Rabbonon hold, if you find the Shtar Choyv, you cannot give it back to the Malve, because if you give it back to the Malve will use it to mon against money. And Chayshinen lepiroel, Pirush Amiles, we choishes that he paid already. Chayshinen lepiroel, we choishes that he paid already. And Bemele, he gave it back to the Loive, and the Loive dropped it. So how you can give it back to the Malve? Maybe the Loive dropped it. Maybe the Loive dropped it. This is Chayshinen lepiroel. Rabbi Yossi is loy chayish lepiroel. Rabbi Yossi says he has a raya umdene that the Loive didn't drop it. Because if the Loive would drop it, the Loive would tear it. Because a person tears a shtar. No one keeps a shtar biyodoi that is porua. So let me get to the Tamtzis HaEnyonim. So Tamtzis HaEnyonim is that the Yesod of the Machlekes is, the Yesod of the Machlekes is, if a person finds a Shtar Choyv, Rabbonon Taine, Chayshinen Lepiroen, maybe it fell from the Loive, nish from the Malve, and Rabbi Yossi holds, Loi Chayshinen Lepiroen, it for sure fell from the Malve. We said last year, as the Ktsois and Samachais have gotten tests in the Sharam Mishpot, when Azei state in Rashi, Aber lo yitzir, we saw mefurish that it fell off the Malve. We saw the Malve dropped it. So then for sure we give it back to the Malve. And the Malve dropped it. The whole machlekes says, when I find a shtar, I don't know who dropped the shtar. I'm a supik. The Malve dropped it or the Loive dropped it? Chmesish, who dropped it? The Malve or the Loive? Abichasofik, who dropped the shtar? The Malve or the Loive? Rabbon Adot Chayshinen Lepiroen. Maybe the Loive dropped it. Rabbi Yossi Zog, Loi Chayshinen Lepiroen. We don't think the Loive dropped it. But if we saw that the Malve dropped it, how about we give it back to the Malve? We said that Lulei Dibrei Rashi, Lulei the way the Vur and the Sugedo, we could have said that even if we see that the Malve drops it, we would not give it back to the Malve. Because we have a Reyuse. Malve, why you dropped it? Normal people don't drop money. Normal people are careful on the money. Mistame, you dropped it because you know yourself that Be'etzem, you know yourself Be'etzem that you don't deserve the money. You know Be'etzem he paid you already. So you were not so careful. So Rashi and Yudbeis and Mudbeis, Reyu said the Mefule. So Kozman, the Malve has it in his hands. And not only that, if the Malve himself manages to pick it up, Zaktesis, Boliyod, and Beheter, he could mon it. But if the Malve didn't manage to pick it up, so we don't have to give it back to him. But Voskin Menton, as Mishuma, and without Masbir why, but Mishuma, Rashi, Arayn Gishtal the Sugya, Efshar Gat, as I Girsa and Zayin Amud Aleph, when I say Rashi Gilern Pshat, and Unzer Sugya, that it's close to the Gemara, and I want to be Madgishet, because I can't learn again good Pshat. Because it's close to our Sugya, and Zayin Amud Aleph and Zayin Amud Beis, that the only suffix we ask is, who dropped the Shtar? But if we know who dropped the shtar, Avada, we give it back to him. If we saw the Malve drop the shtar, we'll give it back to the Malve. If we saw the Malve drop the shtar, we'll give it back to the Malve. As this is Rashi, no mudbeis, lo yitzienu miyodi, lo yilevi, ve le Malve, at shiobi Eliyahu, eidim shirol miyad minofal. So if Rashi is no reisev nefile, that if the Malve drops, Malve you drop, vice toy, something is wrong with you. I find the shtar, I assume mistame, the other person dropped it. The chatei said to think the Malve dropped it, maybe the Leiva dropped it. More mistame than the Leiva will drop it. Fuck out. But the Malve will not drop it, mistame, the Leiva dropped it. Mistame, the Leiva dropped it. Aber if we saw that the Malva dropped, we're not choishish. This is the way we stole the sugya, and this is the Ktzei, Samachis, the Kodin Tes, the Shara Mishpot, and we saw Rashi in Afzayin and Mudalev. Those are given the tools to the Shmaisi. Those are given the tools to the Shmaisi. Aber Razei, Lom is an Ashtikel, the Gemara Vaita. Freg the Gemara Akashi. Velo Ichayish Rabbi Yossi lepiroen? You're telling me Rabbi Yossi is not choishish lepiroen? Velo Tanya. Motzo stark suve bashuk. Person finds a stark suve. Dear, the issue is the malve, the husband is the loive. The issue is the one that is mourning the girl, and the husband is kilu the loive. He owes the money. As man shabal moide yachzul lo isha. If he's masking, it's loch shashknun yezok teisus. He marz. Eina baal moide. But if the baal says, I paid you the ksuva already, and it fell for me, lo yachzul lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. Because maybe it fell from the Isha and she has a right to mend the ksuva. Maybe it fell from the husband. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Oido tachas bailo, yachzir lo Isha, because bederech klal, people don't pay ksuva, chos ma dena divorce. Obo nis'ar melo in nis'gar sho, lo yachzir lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. Nis'ar melo in nis'gar sho, lo yachzir lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. Why? Because maybe he paid it. Because maybe he paid it. Maybe he paid it. So Rabbi Yossi is choishesh that if you find a ksuva, you don't give it back because maybe he paid. So Frank the Gemara is in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi by us holds that it can't be that a person paid back. We don't have to be choishesh that it fell from the loive, because if it fell from the loive will tear it. So why here be choishesh that the husband paid the wife and it fell from the husband? Rabbi Yossi is loich haish lepiron. That's the kasha from the Gemara. So the Gemara, hey, fuck it up. Nofali de dai lo yoytsi oy lo mis dibra bi yoysi rab yoysi is khoy shesh le piroy khakhom im mare be khaskor ze yinat khoy shesh le piroy frey de gemor yo khay kash de rabon de rabon ze de kash es fakel en de gemor ne emes rabon hold dat rab yoy rabon hold lo khashin le piroy rab yoysi is the only one that is khoy shesh le piroy en shtark su be kul rab yoysi be khisur em khsor ve okh ktani ein a bal moide lo yakhzur lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. The Baal is not moide lo yachzul lo lezeh ve lo lezeh b'chashash piroi. Bamed bo amurim she nisa amol esu nisgar sho. Aval oidu tachas bai lo yachzul lo yisho. She Rabbi Yossi Oimer, oidu tachas bai lo yachzul lo yisho. Nisa amol nisgar sho lo yachzul lo lezeh ve lo lezeh. So the Gemara wants to live. Rabbi Yossi is the one that is not choishish le piroen. That is choishish le piroen. And bemele oidu tachas bai lo people don't pay. So zeh v'tich zmanoi. Chazok em pura tich zmanoi. Evo besser. It's nishkin oimed le piroen. It's besser for tich zmanoi. Tich zmanoi a person pays because he knows eventually the le'achas zmanu will come. Ksuvech, when he doesn't hope, he's not planning to die. Maybe forget, maybe she will die first. He doesn't know for sure that he's going to pay it. He's not mechuyev to pay now, so he doesn't pay it. So this is the first mahalach in the Braisa. So the first mahalach is be'epuch, and Rabbi Yossi is chayish lepiroen, and what Rabbi Yossi said in the Braisa is only oido tachas bayim. Rav Pope omar le'oilom lo yseipuch. Lo mezen lo gut. Rav Pope omar le'oilom lo yseipuch. Le'oilom lo yseipuch. Be'emes, we're going back that Rabbonon al chayish lepiroen and Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepiroen. Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepiroen, so why Rabbi Yossi says that you only could give it back when she's married, and after she's divorced, you can't give it back. You can't give back the paper to the lady. Why lechashin lepiroen? It can't be that it fell from the husband, because if it fell from the husband, he will tear it. Rabbi Yossi le divreim de Rabbonon koma. Ledi di afilu nisam lo nisgar shall give it back to her. Lechashin lepiroen. Ledidaychu that you are choishes lepiroen, and this is the reason you say motzo shtar ksuva lo yachzir lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. Why not? You're right. After she's divorced, you can't give it back to the lady because maybe the husband paid it already. You can't give it back to the husband. Maybe he didn't pay. Aber oydu limias ba oydu tachas baylo di yachzir le yisho. The lab mas piroenu is noch shash piroen. Ve amri le rabbonon eimu tzore atpeso, eimu tzore atpeso. And rabbonon say you're right. We're masking to you that Be'oidot HaChazbailo is noch shash piroen. But you know why we said that Be'oidot HaChazbailo? You know why we said Be'oidot HaChazbailo not to give back the ksuvah to the Isha? The reason we said not to give it back to the Isha, Eimur Tzrore Atpeso. Eimur Tzrore Atpeso. What's the pshat Eimur Tzrore Atpeso? What's the pshat Eimur Tzrore Atpeso? What is the chash? Ein mot zroi atis. The pshat is as it. Let me get into the seder. The pshat, a shvera orado be pshat. Noch, with the seder at vorim is, Rabbonon anat choyshish lepiroen, Rabbobo omar lo oilom lo yitein. Rabbonon a choyshish lepiroen, and Rabbi Yossi is not choyshish lepiroen. If we say that Rabbonon are choyshish lepiroen, and Rabbi Yossi is not choyshish lepiroen, so when you find the shtar, lefi Rabbonon, you can never give it back, because we assume that it fell from the loive and not from the malve. Because forget the malve, Mr. Thomas didn't drop it, so you can't give it back. Choyshish, maybe the loive paid already to the malve, and the loive dropped it. But if you're giving it back to the malve, you're stealing the loive. You're stealing from the loive. This is the chash. This is the chash. So the male is not Rabbi Yossi. You're right. I hold that you could give it back to the malve. It's no chash piroin. But in Ksuvas Isha, at least Kol Zman she's married is no chash piroin. So while Kol Zman she's married is no chash piroin. While Kol Zman she's married is no chash piroin in Ksuvas Isha. So at least when she's married, give it back to her. You can't say maybe the husband paid her. The husband doesn't pay the shas that she's married. Zagim Rabbono, we mask him with you. Aber eimer tzrore atpesa. Eimer tzrore atpesa. What's the pshat eimer tzrore atpesa? Rashi, sometimes a person, the maisa, he's living b'shalom with his wife. And he doesn't want that achar me'ave esrim, she will have problems to collect the money. So he gives the mechayim a shtikl money. He gives her a gold, a piece of gold. Tzrore, he gives her a piece of gold. The mele, don't give her back the shtar. Because if you give her back the shtar, she has this piece of gold in her hand. Plus now you will give her a shtar. She will go and she will claim the money again. She will get twice. These are the pirush milas of the Gemara. Ein metzrore atlas. Let me trachen zusammen a shvere Gemara. Ein metzrore atlas. Don't give it back. Why? Because ein metzrore atlas. Maybe he gave it tzrore. When he gave it tzrore, I want to ask you a shayla. When he gave it a tzrore? We'll go back. A person comes to his wife, he's married to her, and tells her, listen, I'm scared, maybe I will die. And thus was I la'acha me'ava eskim, take a piece of gold. Now, she gives him back the ksuvin that time or not? Or she keeps the ksuvin? What is the meaning? What is the meaning? She gives back the ksuvin when she gets the tzore, or she doesn't give back the ksuvin? She gives it back or she doesn't give it back? What? She gives back. When the husband gives her a tzrori, she gives back the ksuve, or she doesn't give back the ksuve? What? She gives it back or not? What? First, ich dach tzachas nisht. Aber kein sein, dass ich... Aber lo mizat, Rashi zogt, is a Rashi do. Lo mizat, Rashi steht klar, she doesn't give it back. Rashi says that the tzrori, he gave her b'shas nechassene. He gave her a ksuve mit a tzrori. Das ist not Rashi. When he gives her a ksuve, when she gets married. And that time he gives her a tzor, Dr. Rashi. So she doesn't give back the paper. She keeps the ksuve. Could be a receipt. The receipt is not around anyway. Where's the receipt? So let him. He didn't drop the receipt. But we're not discussing the receipt now. We found the shtar ksuve. I want to know this shtar ksuve, and the tzad that the husband was at pesa tzor, and the tzad that the husband was at pesa tzor, and the husband gave her tzor. Where the shtar ksuve had to be? Where the shtar ksuve had to be on the tzad that he gave her tzor? Avada biter in her hands. Even on the tzad that he gave her tzor, avada the shtar ksuve is biter in her hands. Avada the shtar ksuve is biter in her hands. As I said before, Shem Rashi, lo mezen Rashi. Tzrore atpesa, mois tzruro is the ksofi mosar lo leyichud ksuvaso, kshenetso. When he gave her the ksuva, he gave her also pieces of tzrore. So now, let me get invited. You found this ksuva. You found the ksuva in the street. Now, it's betoich, they're married yet. It's no chash piroen, you don't pay in the middle of the marriage. You find the shtar ksuva, and you want to know what to do with this shtar ksuva that you found. Right? You found the shtar ksuve, and you want to know what to do with this shtar ksuve that you found. So Rabbi Yossi tells Rabbanon, don't give, why not give it back to the Isha? When the husband for sure didn't pay her yet, because they're married. So why you can give it back to the lady? So Rabbanon, you know why you can't give it back to this lady? So, when he got married to her, he gave her a ksuve mitzvah. He gave her a ksuve mitzvah. He gave her ksuva witzrol. So why not to give it back to her? When the shtar fell from her hands, she had a ksuva witzrol. She had a ksuva witzrol. Now we're claiming to who to give it back. The Isha says, give it back to me. It fell from me. He never paid me it. And the husband says, give it back to me. Why? Because I gave her tzrol. When you gave her tzrol, you gave it with a ksuva. Why not to give it back to the lady?
Why does it have to be that when you give it with a ksuva?
No, I'll explain. If normally we'll say that the husbands, when they get a tzrora, they get back the paper. So it's very good. Rabbanan Achoshesh, if you see a shtar that fell, mistame I paid. Even if I didn't pay, mistame I gave tzrora. So I have a right to get the paper. I don't want the lady to get the paper. She got tzrora. Like if I pay her, I have to get the paper. If I give her tzrora, I also have to get the paper. So it makes sense that I'm claiming the paper. I gave her the tzrore, I want the paper. Makes sense. I gave her the tzrore, I have to get the paper. Oh, but the mehalach here, that she had the paper and she had the tzrore. No one has a suffix that I gave her the paper and I'm not claiming. What I'm saying, aim the tzrore at person. Maybe I gave her tzrore. And you gave her the paper also, so it fell from her. It fell from her, the paper. Why not to give it back to her? You're right. She's claiming now that she never got tzrore, and he claims that she got tzrore. When he gave her the tzrore, he was hoping that she would not be a liar, and now she's a liar. Right? He said that he gave her tzrore, and she said that she didn't get tzrore. But why not to give her the paper? It for sure fell from her. There's no sign that the paper didn't fall from her. We know for sure that the paper fell from her. The Teretz is. You're right that we know for sure that the paper fell from her. About why she dropped it. Normal people don't drop papers. If she dropped it, Weistos is a reyesa lefoneinu, is a reyesa lefoneinu that the husband is right that he gave tzor. What? Wait. But first, if we have a shayla now, the husband gave tzor or didn't give tzor? What is the answer? We have a raya from the fact that she dropped the shtar that the husband gave her a tzor. Because if the husband would not give her a tzrora and she would not feel secure that she has her money, she would not drop the shtar. The reason she dropped the shtar tells us, mistame, he gave her tzrora. It's a reyes telefoneinu. So while she's lying and she says that she didn't get tzrora, so now we know that if we give her the paper, she will claim twice. When the husband trusted her, he was hoping that she would not lie. Now that we know that she's lying, and lemaisa, we know that she got tzrora, we can't give it back to her. Right? This is pshat ha-gemore. See, the Rishonim machlokes and Rashi. But if the way Rashi is masbu the gemore, it's pshat. We learn pshat. It's not that shvah. That's the Rashi's pshat. So, far me hetzachon fragim mekashe. So, what? What? You're not sure? Sofik. So, the yazur elam. Every time, chashash piroid. Misofik, you leave it. So long as then they're good. Look what is happening here at the Gemara. A person goes, Nishken Baal Ve'isha. Two people. A person finds a shtar on the street. There's a malve and there's a loive. And he finds the paper. Rabbanon say, don't give it back to the malve. Mistomet fell from the loive. Because Mistomet and the loive dropped it. If you see for sure that it fell from the malve, you give it back to the malve. We don't say no. Maybe the malve dropped it, but even so, it's perua. It's a reyuse. Our suge doesn't go like that, Zoktik Tzis. If it fell from the malve, you give it back to the malve. Just if we don't know from who it fell, we assume the loive dropped it. Rabbanon habachshash piroen, not the pshat that even if the malve drops it, we say, malve, you dropped it, but it's a raya that it's perua. No. If the malve drops it, Zokt Rashi, if we know that the malve dropped it, we'll give it back to the malve. But nishkin sofik. Malve drops it, give it back to the malve. Malvishkin suffix of Rashi. Luli Rashi, we said, even if the malve drops it, we have a reyes telefoneinu. Malve, you have a shvach shtar. We're saying no. Now we don't assume that we have a shvach hashtar. If the malva drops it, we give it back to the malva. If we don't know who dropped it, we assume maybe the loiva dropped it. This is Rabbanu. Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepiroyim. We're not going out with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is not chayish. She sends people to your shtaris. But Rabbanu say, we chayish lepiroyim. Again, not reyuses. Not that if it's so bad, mistome the malva dropped it because it's bad. If the malva dropped it, he gets it. Mistome the loiva dropped it. Now, the chashash piroyen, I want to madvish the nekuda. The chashash piroyen doesn't say, mistome, even that the malva dropped it, it's a bad shtal. The chashash piroyen says, mistome the loiva dropped it. Mistome the loiva dropped it. But if we see klod that the malva dropped it, we'll give it back to him. We're not to malva, if you dropped it, you're not careful, vice versa, shvach. The ktay is doing the same. The ktay is a rashi in arsu, you should not say. Then the einu, the ganze chashash piroyen tells us, mistome the loiva dropped it. Then, instead of malva the loiva, was the husband and the wife. The husband is the loiva, the wife is the malva, because he owes her the money. And we found the shtar. So, Rabban would say, you cannot give it back. Rabbi Yossi, the shtar say, oh, you can give it back to the lady. Like the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is okay. Like before you could give it back to the malva, here you could give it back to the malva. He's not choshish lepiroyim. Every shtar perua is torn. Something is sholem, goes back to the malva. But Rabbanon, why Rabbi Yossi to Rabbanon, you hold that you cannot give it back to the malve. In this case, I want you to give it back to the malve. Why? Because it's b'toychas man, no one pays. So Rabbanon, yeah, well, we have a nuchshash. Maybe, tzorah atpase. What is the nuchshash, tzorah atpase? Maybe, you're right. It didn't fall from the husband, because he never gave him money now. It fell from the lady. But you know why not to give it back to her? Because if she was not careful, right? The tzrora doesn't make the lady to give it to the husband the paper. She was holding on to the paper, and she lost the paper. But don't give it back to her. Why don't give it back to her? Because mistome she got tzrora, now she's denied it, she's saying she never got it, so we're scared that she's a ramois. So we can't give it back to the lady. Because able tzrora at pesach, we have a reyus. It was by me. A second ago you saw it by me, and you saw it dropping. Doesn't make a difference when we saw it dropping. The fact that it dropped, macht the question, you're not so careful, weishtes you got so. Weishtes you got so. So we don't want to give it back to you. A new reise. A nefile macht a reise, and here we have kemine. Then, in the first case of malve veloive, Rabbi Yossi hold you can give it back to the malve, Rabbi hold you cannot. But if you saw that it fell from the malve, avadi you give it back. Because this reise doesn't say that it's bad. And if you dropped it, it's a raya that it's bad. If we find it, mistame the other person dropped it. But if we will see that you dropped it, we will give it back to you. But in the second case, we saw that the lady drops it. Because even if Torah had, it was never paid in the middle. And who dropped it? For sure the lady. But while the lady dropped it, it's a raya and the lady, and we don't want to give it back to the lady. Eimut Torah had, right? That's the Gemara. So to look for it, so the Pshat Gemara, it's not so bad. But as mitracht gut, it's a pillar plus. So stop another machlekes, another svarim rabbonon. Stop rabbonon hakt an aya svarim. Rabbi Yossi also could agree to that. Such a reyese. Such a reyese. Why Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from such a reyese? Maybe she has svarim. You don't hear it. Come to us that they're speaking two machlekes with no sheiches. It's a machlekes when the malve and the loive have a shtar, and you find it. The Fidik Tzoyis Alamol. Rabbanon hold that it's bad, you never give it back to the Malva. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Ayir. We said no. Rashi holds that if the Malva drops it, it's not bad. Then the Fila doesn't make it bad from the Malva. Just if I find it, I have to think maybe the Leiva dropped it. And Rabbi Yossi holds Nishtazay. Now we have a second shtar that the same Achleikis. Rabbanon hold don't give it back to the lady, and Rabbi Yossi holds give it back to the lady. Frank Rabbi Yossi to Rabbanon, why not to give it back to the lady? Alamol, you didn't want to give it back to the malva because maybe it fell from the other person because he paid. Here is no tzad that he paid. Even Rabbanon, here is a nuchshash. A nuchshash. Not that it fell from the other person. It fell right from the lady. But it's a reyesev of nefile. It's a reyesev of nefile that even if, in the first case, if the lady will come and say that it fell from the malva, we will give it back to the malva. Here, even if Amy will come and say that it fell from the lady, we will not give it back to the lady. Because Amy will throw her out for it. Amy will throw her out for it, we will not give it back to the lady. Even if we will have Amy that it fell from the lady, we will not give it back to the lady. It's a new race. Rabbanon are allowed to say it. But it's very doichak how to put such a thing in a gemara. Because Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon had one machlekes. When Rabbi Yosi the Rabbanon and told them, but in the other case, Amachlokes doesn't exist, come with Rabbanon with a new festus vore. But it's the Reis and the Etzem and the Fila. And this Reis, Rabbi Yosi also could agree. So why Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree? Stop! Punk is given a machlekes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi if people tear star peru or not. And punk is given a machlekes if this reis and the nefile Rabbanon hold that simach the reis of an emel tzorer at the se and Rabbi Yosi have been shun them. Punk two machlekes in no shaykes. Interesting. Interesting. Again, noch einmal. We can't just try to talk here with a point. Aber it's interesting. It's very interesting. Now we have two machlekes in here without no shaykes. And not only that, with an afkemin and adine. And the first machlek is if the Edim say that it fell from the Malve, Rashi is madgish, lo yoytu yoylomis, Rashi is mefarish pirush amilis fun yoylomis, till you see from who it fell. To tell Rashi, tell everyone that this, in the next yoylomis, we don't want to say the same words. When Rashi explains, lo yoytu miyodoy, he tells you, till you see from who it fell. And the next one, in Ksuba, even if you will see, don't give it back. Don't use alamol Rashi of emol and amud meves is the gate of alamol. Here you have to know. In the next case, lemal shul lo yoytzi miyoda. Even if you edim will come, that's not the same lo yoytzi miyoda. It's not nachamol. It's nishkin tzorich here. But I mentioned that time in learning fashteit that is gora shver ezach. Is gora shver ezach. All the rishonim mikoyach them didn't explain pshat like Rashi in emol tzorayat b'se. All the rishonim nicht verstanden im Schatten einmal zu eurer Atpese erzei. Einmal zu eurer Atpese? Well, our Suge doesn't have a Tzad, that if it falls from the Isha, it's a Reise. It's a Suge in that Yud Beis, Mishul Ma, the Ktzeis was Maimi, that our Suge didn't hold from it. Our Suge, Rabbanon hold, maybe it fell from the Loive. But if it's no Tzad that it fell from the Loive, you have to give it to the Malve. If we saw that it fell from the Malve, we don't mechadish asidu azar Reise. We're not mechadish asidu azar Reise. The Rishonim say an andere Pshat. Ritmo Ramban, all the Rishonim. Eim Tzrore Adpese is an andere Chshash. Not maybe he gave it when he got married. This person that gave it when he got married, so we have to give it back to the lady. Maybe she lost the Ksuvah. Maybe she lost the Ksuvah. And it's a Aloche that, you're right, you found the Ksuvah, it fell from her. You're right. You're right, it fell from her. People don't pay B'tei Chazman. And if you go and fall in the street and you find a paper, it for sure falls from the lady. Because the husband doesn't have the ksuva yet. She didn't pay him. So it falls from her. It's in her hands. So it fell from her. So why not to give it back to her? Maybe a couple minutes before you came and you found it, she went over to her husband and she told him, I lost my ksuva. So the aloch is also lehashlis is ishtar b'lo ksuva. So the next teretz of the Gemara, he writes her another paper taket. Right, chashin l'shtei ksuvas. Numa malva v'loive. If you come to the loive, I lost the shtar. He says, I'm sorry. If I write you another one, you'll pay twice. Give me something in my hand. But a lady comes to her husband, I lost the ksuva. You can't stay together. Also, l'ashes ishtar. So it's two ways. Either you write her a ksuva, other you give it tzrola. Zog the Gemara, we have a chshash. Maybe after she lost it, she lost it. Then he gave it tzrori because she didn't find it. Now if you will give it a piece of paper, she will have twice. This husband doesn't trust his wife. And he doesn't give it tzrore and doesn't take back the paper. Right? So this poor husband could not give a wife b'shas the kiddushin tzrore. Because then he can't give her a ksuvah and she wants a ksuvah. So he was not giving her tzrore. But now that she told him that she lost the ksuvah, he gave her tzrore. So maybe you can't stop. No shaykhus. Zog rabbonon. Azevi the Gemara answers in the next parrot. Chayshin and l'shtei ksuvahs. Chashin and l'shtei ksuvahs. Does it machlekes? Maybe she lost the ksuvah. Maybe she lost the ksuvah. And the mele he gave it tzrore. It's a chashash. And the etzem, the next parrots and this parrots are the same parrots. The Gemara says, "Lady, chashin and l'shtei ksuvahs." So it's two mitzchores to zogin to zogin the rishonim. One nusach, maybe he written her another ksuvah, or maybe he gave it tzrore. Maybe he gave it tzrore.
Helps to give
tzorah. Does that look? Person called at 12 o'clock at night, I lost the ksuvah. Tell him, take your gold wash, make it tzorah to your wife. Does that look? So you have to know that. If a person loses the ksuvah, it has to be worth shiur ksuvah. But you give her a couple zachen on a shove, Das ist Atlas Yitzchak, das ist der Halacha. So, now, if you give away the Ksuba, das ist der Chashash. Das ist sogar in aller Rishon. You have to know, folk, was ist der Machlekes Rabbeis mit Rabbanu mit dem. Aber das ist schon leicht. Das ist schon leicht. Aber es ist kein Anayi Machlekes in Reus oder in Nefile. Das ist ein Anayi Chashash. Sag in Rabbanu, das ist mich lau nicht, was zu reden. Das ist nicht doch, was zu reden. Aber das ist ein Anayi, die Gemara, Rabbinu amal, oilom, eipuch kamayse. ותאמד הרבון נוחם משום דחיישים לשתי כסובס. ורבי יויסי לשתי כסובס לא יחייש. ורבי יויסי לשתי כסובס לא יחייש. זה מתראה שצרור עד כסה מול צרור יש הכסוף עם מוסר לא יוכל כסובו שכסוי לאחר מכן שליה תריכו יושי מתיסעלמן. אז לא יסתאי מילצה, מילצה שם מולגן, הוא עושה את הכי דסוגיה פונטייפס וטוירף, So, two things. Be'etzem, we end the sugya from Chashash Piroen. This whole thing that we remind me that in our sugya, Shteidup is an interesting thing that normal we learn Chashash Piroen that even if the Malve drops it, we could tell the Malve. Do Rashi steht nicht as a und in Zrore tak it doesn't stim. I hope maybe in Sof of the sugya of Teref and Teufes we'll see the Rambam hot a shit do. The Moshel, the Rambam is mazdo this gemore from Zrore. He doesn't write down Shema Apis in Zrore. And he writes, Chashash Piroen Taken. He writes Chashash Piroen Taken. Aber ich bete Taken, das ist der schwerste Sugen beim Metzir, der Sugen von Teufels und Teuref. Das ist der schwere Agdores. Das ist der Schittas Rashido und Schittas Teisfus. Ich bete Taken, zu sehen gut der Rashido mit der Ramban. Ramban ist maß bich durch Schittas Rashi. Und nach Las Dovido ist Marich. Und ich hoffe, wir uns das schon morgen. Wir gehen da, Tfis. Wir gehen da,
I'm going to go to the house.